DNR deer biologist Tom Litchfield says Iowa's deer population statewide is declining as part of a plan by the DNR. So he expected that decline to continue at the same rate last year, but the extreme drought gave hunters an advantage.
It's taking longer to feed because there's less feed out there, or the quality is lower, or because it's so dry, feel they need to travel to get a drink, which normally, you know, they may or may not have to do. And so anything that makes it so a deer is more exposed, you know, while hunting season's going on, is going to result in more susceptibility to being harvested.
He says the current drought conditions are not as severe as last year and will not give hunters the same level of advantage. Litchfield says last year also saw an outbreak of a hemorrhagic disease in deer, which largely spared southeast Iowa. He says there is a minor outbreak of the disease this year that centered in the areas like southeast Iowa that were spared last year. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-State's Public Radio News.